friends, it's JC here. Welcome back to our episode of The Life Lessons. Today, we are going to be reading chapters 14 and 15 of John. And so, So I just have a quick little announcement before we get to, before we get started. So you know, me and my cousin Gracia, she's been on a guest star, in my podcast before. And, so we actually have been wanting to do this for a really long time, and we finally come to do it. We have started our own podcast. It is called the JC and Gracia Talk Show. You can find it on Spotify. Really, it's only on Spotify. It just needs, more episodes in order to get on other platforms, but it'll be out there as soon as you guys, as soon as it gets more episodes. New episodes are published on the talk show, with the talk show JC and Gracia. New episodes are published every Monday at 4:30 p.m. Central Time. I think it's Central Time. I honestly have no idea. Wherever the Midwest time is, it's there. So let's get started. Okay, so I'm going to read the first couple of verses of chapters 14. Make sure you guys grab your Bibles, your highlighters, your notes. And so, actually, for chapters 14 and 15, I actually pre-read it. So, I read it before, and I took down notes. So, as we go along stuff, I'm just going to be saying my notes. And there's a lot of notes. So, we have a lot of notes as we go along, so just be aware that I will be pausing at a ton of times here. So, So, chapter 14, verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. So, I just have a quick little note for verses, chapter 14, verse 1 through 4, and feel free to write this down as well. So, I just wrote, we have to trust God. We have to trust that God will take care of our lives at all times, and I did underline all. Jesus makes rooms for us in the Father's house, aka heaven. He will come back to earth for us soon, as it says in Revelation 22. I don't know the last. I think it's 22. I don't know what verse it is exactly, but one of the last verses of the Bible. It says, "Yes, I'm." He who testifies to these things and says, "Yes, I'm coming soon." Amen, Lord Jesus, come, or something like that. Okay, so that is also what I have there. So we shall proceed now. Thomas said to him, Lord, this part is called Jesus, the way to the Father. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me really well, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Okay, so I have a note for the verse 6, which is, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It is, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, I just wrote the verse. I don't know if you guys have heard Anne Wilson's newest single. It's called Living Water. It's totally great. I'm going to insert a little clip of it after I'm done saying this stuff. I don't think it says it in the recording that I'm able to play right now, but at one point it says, have you heard about a man named Jesus? He's the way, the truth, and life. That part of the song is based on this and baptism and, so I'm just going to insert a little clip of it right here. Sorry guys, I wasn't able to put the Living Water clip in it. I realized that once I put it in and then published it, it'll only you can only listen to the entire episode if you are on Spotify. So I'm not gonna be doing that. Sorry,
So, because I wanted everyone, because I know a lot of people don't just listen to it on Spotify. You use, like, web browsers and Apple Podcast. So, I just wanted to let you guys know that I will not be adding the clip in because I want everyone to hear this episode, considering we have two chapters, 14 and 15, in it. And, yeah, so that's why I'm not adding the Living Water clip.
So that is the song. Make sure you guys go check that out. It's called Living Water by Anne Wilson. Make sure to check out her other songs. They're so great. I love them. And yeah, okay. So we're going to get back on track to verse 9, I think. Sorry, I keep interrupting. I'm going to try to like read a lot and then say my notes at the end. Okay. Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am the Father, and say that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me, who is doing his work. Believe me when I say I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son of Man will bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." And the next part of chapter 14 is called Jesus Promises the Holy Spirit. We are on verse 15. "If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives in you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On the day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to him." Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, Iscariot? I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. I really struggle with that name. Then Judas said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not the world?" Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me." So I just have a little quick little note here on verse 18 that we read. It was, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." That was the verse. And my note says, "God will never leave us." Wow, that is really short. Why did I have to interrupt myself? Okay, so God will never leave you. In the darkest valley, in the highest of heights, God is always with you, even though you don't, like, I heard this great example the other day. So you know that, like, the air, like, the wind is there, but you can't see it, but, like, you know it's there because, like, the trees are moving, you're breathing in air as you go on through your day, you're breathing in air, otherwise, yeah, and, like, you know that the wind is there, and the air will never go away. Actually, I don't think so. Okay, anywho, so the air will never go away. The air is always there. And as in this reference, the air is Jesus. Jesus, God, he is always there. He is always there, even though We can't see him as of right now. We cannot see him. But one day we will meet him in heaven. And either, I don't know if it'll be like, no one knows what day Jesus is coming. Only Jesus and God know what day he's coming to earth to save us. But when he does, if he comes in our lifetime, that would be amazing. That would be great. We would be free from sin. And so, or if it comes like in years when we maybe are not alive, then we will be in heaven. And where am I going with this? I don't know. The point is, God's always there, even though you can't really see him. Because like in the time that we are reading right now, so Jesus, he was making miraculous signs. Like, this was amazing. And you and the disciples still didn't believe him. But like, if you really think about it, like, you know that the wind is there because you could hear it. And like, yeah, okay, I don't really know where I'm going with this. Let's just go back to reading. Okay, I don't know what verse we're on. So the point is, God will never leave you in the darkest valley in the highest heights. He's always there. I think we're on verse 25 of chapter 14. Wow, this is taking a long time. Okay. So, all this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all these things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives, but do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Okay, so as you just said, do not be afraid. So I don't know if you guys known this. I actually just found this out. I'm just kidding. No, wait. What? Okay, just forget. Forget the like past one minute. 1 minute I said stuff. So what am I gonna say? Oh, so the Bible, it says the words "do not be afraid" 365 times. That's just amazing. Like, so 365. I think it's 365. So there's 365 days in a year. That is how many days. Well, unless it's like, then that's how many days we need Jesus each year. We need Jesus every day. Today, yesterday, now, and forever. We need Jesus. And we need to do not be afraid. Being afraid is the opposite of I don't know. If Jesus said to do not be afraid, we probably should not be afraid. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm stuttering so much. Okay, we're gonna get back. What verse are we on? Oh, 28. We're at verse 28. Okay, I'm gonna read to the end of this chapter, and then we're gonna go on to chapter 15, and yeah. Okay, you heard me say, I'm going to you, and I'm coming back to you. You heard me say, I am going away, and I'm coming back to you. If you love me, you will be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me. What? He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father, and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. So that is the end of chapter 14. So now we're going to move on to chapter 15. I don't have any notes for that part. So we're just going to get on to chapter 15. And yeah. So, if you've been, following along on my devotional episodes of this podcast, you will definitely know that I have read John chapter 15, verse, 1 through 17? I don't know if I've read the whole chapter or not, but I've read it before. This is Jesus is the vine and the branches. Great comparison here, like great. If you've heard me read this before, you probably have. Okay, well, we're just going to start reading. And there's actually some great stuff about this text also. I'll get to that once we're done reading chapter 15. I'm going to try to not pause as much as I do. I don't have a ton of notes until verses 12 and 17. Okay, so chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. So you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Wow, powerful verses right here. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm going to keep reading. What verse are we on? We're on verse 6. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you will bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has commanded me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If we're on verse 10, by the way. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this. I'm going to highlight this verse. Oh, wait. We probably should read it first. My command is this. Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. So that is verses 12 and 13. You guys can highlight this too if you have highlighters with you. Or if you don't, or if you're on like listening on your phone or some sort of device and you have the Bible app, you can highlight it on there as well. We are on verse 14. You are my friends. If you do what I command, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know what his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go bear fruit, the fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. So, also highlighting verse 17. You guys can highlight that as well if you want to, on your phones or whatever, like I said before. So, these are really powerful verses right here. Jesus' greatest command is love each other. So, I don't know exactly what chapter it is or what book it's from in the Bible, but I know somewhere it says love your enemies as you loved yourself. So, basically, the golden rule here, it's like, so the golden rule, I'm assuming you guys learned this when you were growing up, but I did. It is treat others how you want to be treated. So if you want other people to be nice to you, you probably should be nice to them. So this one is if you want other people to love you, you probably should love them too. So so God, he literally died. Oh, Jesus literally died for us. That's how much he loved us, just to save us from sin. And did we deserve this? No. Like, we did not deserve it at all, but he gave it to us. That's called grace. Grace is something you didn't deserve, but you got it anyway. So, like, say you didn't eat your fruits and vegetables, so you didn't get a treat, but you got it. Well, you weren't supposed to get a treat, but you got it anyway, because you were, like, you helped clean up or something. I don't know. But Jesus literally died. He died for us. That's how much he loved us. And so we should we should love each other as Jesus had loved us. That is a very, very great, very powerful, very great words right there. Yeah, so we are on verse 18 now. Oh, I have some, so in the verses that we just read, 1 through 17, it said the word remain 11 times. Like, wow. Powerful. These are really powerful words here. So it said, I will remain in you. No. What? Nope. So you, it says you must remain in the vine. You must remain in me. You must remain in me. And I, if a man remains in me and I in him, if anyone does not remain in me, it just says remain 11 times, like powerful words. so we're in verse 18 now, and we're going to read through the rest of this, for the next 10-ish verses. If the world hates you, keep, oh, this part is called, by the way, it is called, love, oh, no, sorry, I was reading the verse above it. The word, the world hates the disciples. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you. Out of the world, this is why the world hates you. Remember the words I've spoken to you? No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they obeyed my teaching, they will also obey yours. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know what. For they do not know the one who has sent me. If I had come and spoken to him, they would not be guilty of sin. Now, however, they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates the Father as well. If I had done among them what no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen these miracles, and yet they have hated both me and the Father. But this is to fulfill what is written in their law. They hated me without reason. We're on verse 26. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. And that is the end of chapter 15. So we already talked about what we highlighted like earlier. So we have. Sorry, I just I'm tapping my microphone. My microphone is loose right now. Okay. So I have a challenge for all of you guys. I want you to get some sort of piece of paper. It could be like a sticky note, it could be like a journal, or anything. And I want you to write down, so for this upcoming week, I want you guys to write down 3 names. We are going to pray for these people. So I want you guys to write down 1 event that is happening. It could be like sports for your kids, it could be anything, it could be so. One sort of event. I want you to write that down. I want you to write 2 people to pray for. It could be your family. Maybe one of your family members is sick, or people who are like, if you have kids that are going into college, or it could be for yourself. If you guys have something in your life that's hard, maybe like a test coming up, or something like that, I want you guys to write that down and pray for that. I want you guys to pray for anyone that you know. It could be anyone that you know that doesn't quite know Jesus. So my goal for you guys is that you will spread the word to everyone that you can, and so we can get more people to know Jesus. And so I want you guys to write down 2 names, no, one per, so 1 event, 2 people, and then 2 people for, just like regular, for like, say like, oh, I have a test coming up this week. I'm going to pray for that. You can pray for that as well. And then I want you to write down one person's name that doesn't know Jesus and to pray for them. So that they will know Jesus and love him. And yeah, so we're just going to pray right now quickly. And yeah, so dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you that we all get to be together here. Well, not together, that we get to be wherever we are in the world, that we would love you and to know you more. I pray for anybody who is listening to this podcast that they would know you more, they would love you more. And I pray for all the people around the world who don't know Jesus that would love Jesus. And I pray for all the people who are listening to this, if they have any challenges in life that's happening right now, if they have any events that's coming up, or anything, that they would be strong and, yeah, and they would love you more as they go throughout their week, and that they would know you and keep the word that we read today with them in their hearts as they go throughout their week. Yeah. So, thank you for this day. Amen. So, okay. So that was our prayer. And I also have another announcement to make. I should have done this in the intro, sorry. So, what was it? I need to really write stuff down. Oh, yes! So, this podcast is almost to 1,000 total plays. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you guys so much. Please, so as we go on throughout this week, I think we have like 80 more plays. No, 70 to 80 more plays till we get to 1,000. And I also like to thank all the guest stars who appeared on the show and helped me get this far. So I just want to thank you guys for listening, because each play counts. Each play counts. So I'm going to be trying to posting Saturday or Sundays, one of those for sure, and then possibly some Wednesdays throughout this week. I will try, if my schedule is available, I will try to do that and stuff, because I have a really busy life. So, yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great week. Have fun. See you later. Bye!